Zosha is in studio. She is the next artist in our local artist series.
Hey.
Welcome.
Morning. Hey. Thanks for having me. I'm good. I'm a bit tired, but I'm here.
Do you go by anything besides Zosha? Because I think the public just knows you as Zosha.
Yeah. If you've been following me on my social medias for years, I might have gone by Big Ship Empress. And when I did YouTube, I went by Sincerely Zo. I'm a social media baby, okay? I was there when High Five and MySpace and everyone.
I'd call you a guru. Because anytime we can't figure something out, go to Zosha.
Yeah, I take pride in that. Thanks, guys.
And I normally do. And I walked into the studio yesterday or the day before. And she thought I had something profound to say, I guess, about the show. And
yeah,
she turned
the
mic. I was like, I just need to know how to tag this TikTok post. Sorry. Sorry to bother you.
I'm always
you.
Down to help. No, it's fine. I'm always down to help. It's really simple. You just need someone to show it to you once, and you're good to go. So ain't no stress there.
Now, I know this interview is all about you and your new music, but I feel like we have to go back a few years because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So they say.
And speak a little bit about your history, your background, your father. I know a lot of people listening. Of course, they probably know who he is, but they probably don't put the connection together.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about your dad?
So my dad is Freddie McGregor. He is an international reggae artist, singer, songwriter, Grammy nominated. He is a living legend, as we like to say, in regards to reggae music. 50 years in the biz.
And he's worked with the best of the best.
Oh, yeah. He came around with icons, Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaacs, the whole works.
You probably grew up around music your whole life.
Yes and no, because I grew up here. Mm-hmm. So I didn't grow up in the literal music sense where my brothers, my older siblings, would have been in the studio with him and had to experience that. I grew up here in Cayman.
Okay, so who were you living with here when you grew up?
My mom.
Oh, your mom, okay.
Shout out to my mom, Miss Wright. She's a teacher. She currently teaches at Lighthouse. They're on summer vacation right now. Other persons might know my mom from the cinema. She works there part-time.
Okay.
The lady with the longest locks, that's her.
Longer than yours?
Yeah, literally hanging by her calf.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Long hair. So my mom's a teacher. So she was already living and working here, you know, and it didn't make sense to send a newborn to a star. So
I
grew up here.
Yeah.
So my music knowledge, the earliest recollection of it was from my mom. She made sure that I was very much in tune with the culture and the music, who he was and what he did. So that's where I got my start with that.
We get that, but when I walked over to your station one time after Capella, we were talking about some music you listened to when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of shocked. So like besides the Jamaican music, like what else were you listening to?
Oh, I grew up on the Bee Gees.
Right,
I grew up listening to John Lennon. Imagine is one of my favorite songs. I have it tattooed on my finger.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
I didn't realize that. Show that to the camera there, too.
It's ugly, but it's supposed to say Imagine.
Oh, wow.
And it's on the bad finger.
But it's just interesting that it's inspired by John Lennon.
Yeah, I listened to Michael Bolton. So when he came for Capella,
that was a
360 moment for me. Michael Bolton was someone who I heard on the radios. My mom would blast him while she's cooking or cleaning. Who else? Luther Vandross, Houston,
For sure.
Mariah Carey.
Yep.
Al Green, Smokey Robinson. I grew up on a lot of different stuff, not just the reggae.
And does that reflect in your music?
It does. It does. Yeah, for sure. And in my songwriting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely, it changed it.
We've got a complaint, though, in general about just Cayman. Not you, but that we don't see you enough on stage. Like, when are you going to perform some more?
When they start booking me.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Do you prefer live or do you prefer going into a recording studio?
Live. Always live. It's nice interacting with the crowd. I think it's a bit of both. Studio experience is definitely different as creative.
Mm-hmm.
Having that time to really push yourself and how do I make this better than the next song? How do I say this without repeating myself? Find a different way to word things, or, you know? But being live on stage is completely different. You get to interact with the crowd. You get to sing songs that they may know or get their reaction when you're singing something new to see if they really like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always great being on stage.
What's the latest recorded track you've done? Because we should be playing.
Released or unreleased?
Well,
either or.
That we should be playing, really.
The thing is, I took a step back from music a while ago, trying to figure out where I want to go with it, what my sound is. I am what they consider a reggae prince. princess, but, you know, I do listen to other things and I do have a passion for other things. So I've been trying to figure out where I want to go with my sound. So I've just taken a step back. And then, of course, pandemic.
Right.
Starting over again, coming home. And it's been hard breaking in. Well, not breaking in, but getting used to the scene here. It is completely different from what it was in Jamaica.
Right.
There's not much that happens. And as you said, a lot of people ask me, why don't you perform? Or ain't nobody calling me.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
My last released work was 2018. It's called Ecstasy.
Okay.
Got it on rotation on Island.
Oh, you do?
But it's a reggae song, so I don't think you'd hear it over here.
Maybe we could make an exception.
But most recent work, I hope Dane doesn't kill me for saying this. Hey, Dane, I have been doing some work with Cattrall.
I was just about to ask, so who are some people that you've been...
Locally, I've worked with Vasco, Rico Rolando, of course. I have worked with Benil Miller. He's amazing, amazing singer, songwriter, and producer as well. And, of course, Cattrall.
Oh, I love Cattrall. So, I would love to hear new music from you and Cattrall. Forget about
and
it.
And Rico.
I actually have two things, but I can't play them on air. So Tim and Terry are going to get the exclusive off air.
Definitely.
I don't want to, you know...
No, you're going to give it to us off air and then tell us when you play it on. Okay.
And it'll definitely be things that Z can play. So you guys will be excited about this new stuff.
Yes.
Here.
That's great. Yes. I am excited.
In fact, we got to have Cattrall in for our...
Of course.
...artist series. Mm-hmm. Like,
we need to hear from you, Cattrall.
Yes,
so
I know.
Come in.
He is an icon in the local music scene here in Kingman.
For sure.
From the time I came here in 2006, I was listening to The Is.
Oh, so. Yeah. Listen, right? He's tired of... I always tell him...
Like a Cayman boy band kind of.
So The Is was a group... It was like Cayman's, I don't want to say first legitimate group. I don't know. When I was around, when I was in high school, it was the first one for me.
Yeah.
All Caymanians putting out top quality music. When I tell you, we had never heard anything like it, and it was
all used to play on the radio
local.
Yeah,
they had a song. Yeah. They had a song called Georgetown.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
The music video was filmed in Georgetown.
Yep.
There's a Rock and Kameen. You can hear some of these songs on Island FM. And there's a song they did with Marshall Montano called Wine. Amazing, amazing group. I think their album had went number one or two in Japan at that point.
In Japan?
Yeah, they did big.
Yeah, they did big.
Well.
We got some artists here.
Dane was their manager.
Mm-hmm, I believe so, yeah.
We got some artists here that can do that again. So before you go, because we had Rico do this, just a few more artists that you would recommend we should talk to.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Definitely
talk to five.
Talk to Capo.
Okay.
Benil Miller. Talk to Simple Ratigan. He's a new one. He's a new one, and he's really, really good. I said Benil, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Benil. Hi, Benil. Talk to Erica. Well, you guys talked to Erica already.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And you guys spoke it to Sheena and George.
Yep.
Janez. Y'all got to get Janez on here.
Okay, second time we've heard that. So,
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Sosha, thank you very much.
No problem.